Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid-e-Quba. Boys and girls, are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great. Tonight, I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is called The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, hides in the cave. This one's a very important story, so listen carefully. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, hides in the cave. All the Muslims of Mecca migrated and travelled to Medina. Only the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were left. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was waiting for Allah to give him permission to leave. Finally, one day, Jibreel alaihi salam came to him and said, "Do not sleep in your bed tonight." The night fell. Ali radiallahu anhu and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were alone in the house. Suddenly, they heard some noise outside. They looked out. And do you know what they saw, boys and girls? They saw the enemies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were surrounding the house. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not afraid. He knew Allah was with him. He told Ali,
"Lie down in my bed and cover yourself with my cloak. I am going to leave with Abu Bakr. You follow later on."
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quickly left his house at night. In the pitch darkness, he went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's house, where he had two camels ready. They mounted the camels and left the city. They made for Mount Thor, which was nearby. There was a cave there, and inside the cave, they hid. They stayed in the cave for 3 days. Every night, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's son, Abdullah, came to meet them. He brought the news of what was happening in the city. Abdullah told them,
"The Quraysh of Mecca are very angry. They are looking for you everywhere. They are even offering a reward of 100 camels to the man who captures you."
100 camels. One day, they heard some voices outside the cave. It was a group of the Quraysh who were looking for them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was stricken with fear. He thought,
"We will be discovered any time now."
But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not despair. Allah is with us." The men looked around and moved away. Nobody had bothered to look inside the cave. After staying for 3 days in the cave, when it was safe, and only when it was safe, they left the cave. They even hired a guide to take them across the desert to Medina. And boys and girls, it took 7 days to reach Medina. Right, boys and girls, that was a nice short story. But we have finished today's story. What does this story teach us? Would you like to whisper to your mummies and daddies? Okay. Well, let me tell you what I've learned. I've learned that Ali radiallahu anhu slept in the bed of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that the enemies would not catch him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu hid in a cave on Mount Thor for 3 days. When they left the cave, it took 7 days to reach Medina. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do 2 things. The first thing, you know, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say together, thank you, Allah.
Thank you, Allah.
To thank and praise Allah in our beautiful Arabic, we say Alhamdulillah. Are you ready? After three, let's say it together. 1, 2, 3. Alhamdulillah. Very good. MashaAllah. The second thing we have to do is we have to pray the bedtime dua. Now come on, boys and girls, you know we've got to pray this every night. It's very important. Now let's pray together. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good. MashaAllah. Hey, you've been wonderful listeners again. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. Now, just as a quick reminder, because of the Isha Salah time change, Tuesday and Friday bedtime story will be at 7:30 p.m. So don't forget to tune in at 7:30 from Tuesday onwards. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.